Welcome to episode 292 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. By nature, human love is selfish and conditional. We love those who love us. We love people who are kind to us and who offer some benefit to us. But Jesus taught, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. God's love is agape, self-sacrificing and unconditional. Agape loves those who don't deserve our love, those who disappoint us, mistreat us, reject us, and even hate us. And agape is only possible when it is born of God in our hearts. Agape love is of God, initiated by God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John wants us to love one another with agape because this is how God loves. It's Tuesday, so what does that mean?
Today's top 10 list.
10 things John says about love in 1 John.
Number 1.
1 John 2 verses 7 and 8. Behold, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Love is the essence of the original gospel. In 1 John 3 verse 11, the author writes that this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. John reminds his readers that the original gospel to which they responded is the only true one, original and best. Here he aligns with what the Apostle Paul emphasized to the Galatians in Galatians 1 verse 8. Even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Because the devil attempts to pervert the true gospel, every Christian must be on guard against accepting a modification of the truth. The basic Christian message has not changed. Perhaps some have thought that because Christians talk about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that it is only us and Jesus who matter. That how we treat others, how we love one another, really matters before God. And the reason why John talks about a new commandment is that we have to look at this old commandment in a new way.
Number 2.
1 John 3 verses 12 to 15. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. One key takeaway: lovelessness results in death.
Number 3.
Verse 14 tells us that we pass out of death into life because we love the brothers. We love with agape love, a selfless, self-sacrificing love focused on other people. Those who exhibit this kind of love give strong evidence to support that they are true believers. Love assures us of salvation. John adds in 1 John 4 verses 12 to 16 that if we love one another, his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us. We cannot love God and therefore be saved without loving one another. The one who does not love his brother cannot love God. Whoever loves a father loves the child born of him. We love the children of God when we love God.
Number 4.
1 John 2 verses 9 to 11. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Key takeaway here. Lovelessness is inimical to our fellowship with God. We are hostile to God when we lack love. Later, John writes in 1 John 3 verse 10, by this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. And in 1 John 4 verse 8, the writer adds, anyone who does not love does not know God.
Number 5.
1 John 3 verses 17 to 18. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Love is demonstrated in deeds, not in talk. Most people would think of love as an attitude, but love is much more about action.
Number 6.
1 John 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Love consists in obedience. To emphasize keeping God's commandments does not show a legalistic spirit or a lack of love. Quite the contrary. 1 John 2 verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him.
Number 7.
1 John 4 verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The idea that love is of God can also be expressed as love is from God and love comes from God. John explains the source of all love is the divine nature of God. Love has its origin in God.
Number 8.
1 John 4 verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is the essence of love. Think about how the Bible describes love. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 48 puts it best. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Is that not an apt description of God?
Number 9.
1 John 4 verse 18 says that perfect love casts out fear. The whole verse says this, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. The context here is important. Verse 17 says, this is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. The fear that perfect love casts out is the fear of God's judgment. We know that judgment day is coming, but those who are in Christ know the love of God, which drives away fear of condemnation. The dismissal of the fear of judgment is one of the main functions of God's love. The person without Christ is under judgment and has plenty to fear, but once a person is in Christ, the fear of judgment is gone. He is reconciled to God, and there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Number 10.
1 John 4 verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Love made the first move. Our love for God is simply a response to his love for us. Father, fill our hearts with love, and so filled may we keep your commandments, including the commandments to love one another. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.